Chapter 14, The Abundant Life. Christianity is a living reality. John 10:10. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. It is the abundance of life that gives healing, strength, and energy. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety upon him, for he careth for you. This means that in the mind of the Father there has come an end to worry, fear, and doubt. The work of the adversary has been destroyed. Exodus 23:25-26 was given to the Jews under the first covenant, but it may become a living sweet reality to us. And ye shall serve Jehovah your God, and he will bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall none cast her young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Is our covenant as good as that? Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches unveiled in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in him that strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be independent of circumstances. We rise into the realm of the supernatural, absolute overcomers, perfect victors in Christ. Is it any wonder that Paul, at the close of the 8th chapter of Romans, declares, Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God as unveiled in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:32, He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? We stand upon the mount of victory. Now we can say, there is no more sickness in the body of Christ. His word is a reality in the lives of the sons of God. We are going out today to destroy the works of the enemy in the bodies, minds, and spirits of men. There are several methods of healing, but the one that stands first in the mind of the Spirit is found in Isaiah 53:4-6. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was stricken and smitten with our diseases, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Sin and sickness are one in the mind of the Father. Anything that touches the man and injures the man, God is against. Disease touches the man, and God laid it upon Jesus. Sin touches the man, and God laid it upon Jesus. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The 10th verse, He hath made him sick. When he declares that by his stripes we are healed, that means our freedom from sickness. That is our receipt in full for a sickless and sinless life. For sin and disease shall not have dominion over us. We take what belongs to us as sons and daughters of God. We know that sin shall not have dominion over us, Romans 6:14. 1 John 1:7, we know that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we have committed sin, we have an advocate with the Father. 1 John 2:1, My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye may not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We know that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us and cleanse us. 1 John 1:9, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come to him with all our diseases, knowing that all those diseases were laid on Jesus. That it is not right that we should bear them. The adversary has no right to put diseases on us because they were laid on Christ. I can say to the Father, Do you see what the adversary has done in my body? In the name of Jesus, I take deliverance from the thing with which Satan has afflicted me. I whisper to my heart, By his stripes I am healed. The pain must go. Multitudes are being healed like that today through our ministry. We can be just as free from diseases as we are free from bad habits. And after all, the habit of sickness is like any other unclean habit. There is provision made for perfect healing. None of us need suffer from the hand of the enemy. Your deliverance is in the redemptive work of Christ.